We're recording.
Moonlight.
Yeah!
I thought you were going to say it with me!
You can cut it out.
I'm not going to. I could, but I'm not going to.
What, poonlights?
No.
Let's scatter them throughout.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata. Yep.
You got Leah.
Hakuna Matatas.
Hakuna and Matatas.
All right. Well, let's just leave no context for future us on that one.
Like, what the fuck? Will you ever forget?
Well, wasn't our last one, like, pretty ridiculous, too?
Yeah. We'll just dive right into this recap here.
To this Hakuna Matata.
So, last time, having completed your errands in Cephaleo, the naval capital of the Canadian Empire, and returned Tybalt's ashes to his mother, you all met up with Magpie, and she was able to teleport you to the opposite side of the Aristican continent, to the country of Nishima, and more specifically to its capital, Hokkaido. You all were teleported into a temple that was on a hill outside of the city and had to walk down very early in the morning, late in the evening, early in the morning into the city. Along the way, you ran into another group of adventurers, a group known as the Noble Wanderers, led by a 100-plus-year-old human monk named Bach. They also had a halfling wizard named Shale, a tabaxi fighter named Kelvin, and Broken, a very interesting goblin rogue. The most important thing about the Noble Wanderers, aside from the fact that they were going off to hunt a blue dragon, was that they were interested in helping you all save the world should that come up. And so you were able to exchange sending stone information with them, and have now added them to your list of allies.
Right. List of allies.
So, you all went your separate ways, and you all were able to make it to town without further issue. Entering the city through the southwest gate as the morning hit, making your way through, and able to get some morning pastries from bakery, and a leisurely stroll through the city to the center of town, where the large Cantonate Assembly Palace is. But your destination was just off to the side of that, to the Temple of Rensla, which is a very large temple to her there in the capital. So you made your way inside and was able to very quickly find the head priest of the temple, Yukio, who with some very natural 20 persuasion checks were able to convince him to let you all talk to him in private. And then you were able to give him back the owl, telling him that you stole it from somebody who stole it, and that you wanted to return it to the original owner, or as he called it, a theft of a theft turned into a repatriation. the priest was very excited that the owl was returned, and, was willing to take you all and vouch for you all to the castle, so that you could present it to the queen herself. Before you got a chance to do that, you were interrupted by Archmage Secundus Galcian Boros herself, who had apparently had a team of diviners working day and night trying to suss out the location of the owl every minute of every day since it was in your possession. And once you brought it out of Anari's hole of holding, she got a ping and was able to find her way to you all. However, while you were preparing for battle, it was not a fight she was looking for. Much to your surprise and much merited suspicion, she told you that she was thankful for you returning the owl to the rightful place, and that she could give the diviners a rest, and asked them where Tippletoe was. You told her that Tippletoe is dead. She knew that that's not the case. She didn't want to invite violence into the temple, she claimed. And, called you out by name, the Torn Cloth, and as a parting gift, let you know that you had actually fooled Magus Richter. So
that was the guy who, he was like a He's just one of her dogs.
A mid-level mook. That
just a mook.
Had encountered you guys.
Didn't you also narrate specifically that she carefully looked at each of our faces?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%.
And at that point, was I still in disguise?
Yes, but you knew that her simulacrum had true sight.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
But you all discussed whether or not to put on divination magic and decided against it because you all are badass bitches who aren't afraid of anybody. And also, you have too many cool things now to give up.
Yeah, I don't want to give up my shit.
But you did agree on the fact that you hate her smug face. So, afterwards, Yukio led you to the palace to meet Queen Kazuza. Along the way, you were introduced to the head of the palace guard, a paladin named Shoshiro, who was good friends with Yukio. Bentley was keeping an eye out for threats. Inari was keeping an eye out for hot people along the way. Bentley didn't find any, but Inari was quite successful. It was a very goofy energy that Friday.
Yeah. I'm sure today will be no different.
Yeah, right.
But you all made your way inside the palace walls, finding yourselves in a large, vast, beautifully landscaped, arboretum-esque terraced garden with lots of flowering plants and trees. And you were led to a large palace in the center of the complex where you had to climb 50 steps, each with a pair of highly trained guards on it, Tony of which, of course, taking the time to say, morning. To each one of them. And you were led into the palace's great hall, which, much to your surprise and annoyance, was as completely anti-magic warded. So all of your illusionary disguises dropped, your IUM students dropped, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And you found yourselves without the benefit of magic inside. You also found out that the entire palace grounds is prevented, warded against teleportation. So there's no teleporting in or out of the palace grounds. Once inside, you were led to a reception room where Queen Kazuza herself emerged, a regal old elven woman. She bowed to you all and thanked you for bringing back the artifact, and also extended an offer, if you all would accept it, that the return of the artifact, which is hundreds of years overdue, required a celebration. Particularly a 7-day celebration that she would like you all to be the guests of honor at. You all were very excited and asked and agreed to stay. She told you that on the 7th day she will award you each a boon and also allowed you to stay in the guest house on the estate. Which you found out was a great honor, usually reserved for heads of state, ambassadors, or nobility. So, the queen took her leave. You all gave the creepy book you found in the Temple of Flavi to the head priest, who immediately took it away to dispose of it.
Don't want that.
And Toshiro led you to the guest house, which is only like the largest manor you've ever been in, with over a dozen bedrooms, each with their own individual fireplace. Two kitchens and fully furnished servants' quarters in the basement.
So bigger than Harita's place?
Yes, it's much bigger than Harita's place. Harita's place is more of a townhouse.
Okay.
We'll have to rub it in her face.
That's rude.
The guest house also has a detached private bath, which you all were interested in using. Though Toshiro also let you know that there are, culturally, the public baths are a big thing in the city. And invited you to check them out as a place for, socializing and relaxing. Tony was excited to see the bits, and Ari was excited for people to see her bits. and you all were led inside, where an elderly elven gentleman named Abe greeted you all, had you remove your shoes, gave you all house slippers, and let you know that if you need any meals or clothing laundered, they're at your service. They also had a variety of beds with varying degrees of firmness. And each of the different rooms had a different kind of bed. And he encouraged you to figure out which one you wanted to take. So, Tony and Inari raced around to find what room was theirs. And that is kind of where we're at now. So, it is the 14th of Lean. Week's end. You guys are in Hokkaido. In the guest house on the National Palace grounds. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. Last time I said You said you'd be guests of the Empire. She meant guests of the nation, because it's not an empire.
Oh, okay. Good, good.
It
good
is a republic. Also, she also said that as for the teleportation circle, I should have included that in my notes, that she would put you in touch with the head mage, Komiko, who is a moonfolk wizard.
Mm-hmm.
Wizard.
And I missed Hercules when you asked the question. I did not create the idea of moonfolk.
Oh, okay.
But I did, they are not in D&D, so they are a Chris addition, not a Chris creation.
Oh, okay. That's still really cool.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
Okay.
Alright, so, yeah, you all are settling into your guest house, having found the beds of your preference in the various bedrooms. Each of the bedrooms is larger than, like, the bolt hole that you used to stay in at the bar.
Oh, yeah, a lot of things are bigger than that.
each bedroom has its own private changing room, its own private chamber pot room, and, like, its own private den. They're basically suites.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
And as you count them up, there are 13 of them upstairs.
Wow.
In this giant three-story building. After you all get settled in, what do you do?
I don't know.
What time is it?
It is a little after midday.
Okay.
Toshiro has taken his leave, though he told you any guard on the estate can fetch him. You also were warned not to approach the palace itself without permission. Otherwise, you could come and go as you pleased, and you could bring guests if you needed, if you wanted to, but they would need to be disarmed if they were armed.
Mm-hmm.
And remind me, like, I know you said we can come and go as we please, but, like, Toshiro was for, like, if we needed help or if we needed...
Yeah, if any questions or anything he could help you out with, he didn't want you to feel bad for reaching out. You explore the house. Interestingly, each of the rooms has a little bell in it that will ring a person to help you with anything that you need. Abe is the only person that you've seen that's an employee of the house. He kind of stands at the ready downstairs off to the side of the entry room that you guys came in near one of the kitchens.
Okay. I mean, I have no idea what I want to do. So.
I was thinking we could do some lunch and then maybe head to the baths.
Sure.
Good to be.
You ask Abe for lunch.
Do you have? And I'm not saying we have to do anything, but do you have control water prepared? Just like in case think of something stupid to do.
Well, I got new glasses. And it's just...
I do.
Crazy how different...
Nice. Yes, I support this idea then.
Okay. Alright, so... Abe says, I'd be happy to make you lunch. Would you like something in the Shimon style, or would you prefer something from the area that you're from?
Let's do in the Shimon style.
Yeah. What is that style?
Oh, you know, our diet is rich in fish. We're an island nation, so... we've got a variety of, rice and fish and fried things, so.
Yep, thank you.
All right, so he says we'll be ready in 20 minutes. And
nice.
Speedy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you guys just kind of murk around for 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then Abe comes in with four little boxes that have, like, foods laid out into each of the little compartments inside of it.
Nice.
And sets them down for each of you.
Cool.
Eat. And then they also have tea and water and various forms of alcohol if you'd like anything with your lunch.
I'll probably drink tea because I don't want to get too silly before getting in the water with strangers. I tend to be silly.
Silica's true sight. I don't trust this.
I know, right?
I'm wanting to be silly.
Oh no, he's the only one that can cast true sight. How do we true sight the true sighter?
I'll have a glass of wine.
All right. It is very good.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to model bathing suits and disguises for everybody. Mm-hmm. And be like, what do you think of this one? How about this one? I got the cheeks cut out on this one.
Oh, I'll buy your illusion, throw you some coins.
make it rain.
I imagine those like board shorts and a tangerine Speedo.
Of course, he's. I'm assuming he still has the nipple tassels.
Oh yeah, that's right.
You know what it's gonna be? It's going to be mesh board shorts that are completely see-through with a neon orange Speedo underneath. So, like, yeah.
This is a thong. Illusionary.
Yes.
Alright.
Well, is it on a human or a tabaxi?
It's on a human.
Because my mind went to on Tony. I was like, so your fur is just caught in the mesh, kind of awkwardly positioned? That sounds awful.
That would be silly.
Alright. So, you finish your lunch. And Abe's able to give you directions to the nearest public bath. He sends you to north, to the North Cherry Prefecture, in order to do that. And as you head off from the out of the palace and head that way, you find yourself really quickly entering into like fancy manor-esque town. So he has sent you to where he thinks is befitting of your station.
I mean, it's not like we can't afford it. You know? Yeah.
I like to think that I'm wearing the equivalent of, like, flip-flops in, like, a bathrobe.
It's winter, right?
It is winter. It is cold outside.
It's full on snowing, yeah. Right? Or did we lose enough elevation that it's not snowing here?
No, it's snowing here.
Question. Okay.
There's a light
disconnect. Because you said that this is an illusion, like a disguise.
Mm-hmm.
So can you, like, be dressed perfectly comfortably for the winter, but then, like... disguise self look like you're wearing
I mean I'm also tabaxi so I'm covered in fur so I'm probably fine
exactly but it's like to everyone else does it just look like you're
yeah I got my mesh board shorts and my neon orange Speedo thong that's
wonderful.
What sort of human do you look like?
I think you're gonna ask how big.
You know what I'm thinking of? Remember the one guy in what was Enchanted?
James Marsden? Or no.
The priest that had the extra eye on his forehead.
Oh.
So kind of like that.
Oh, Disenchanted.
Yeah, Disenchanted. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
And so he's just kind of like snivelly and darker skinned and just like, and he's got an extra eye on his forehead and he just looks kind of creepy.
Yeah, you definitely are getting looks as you make your way through the city. And all right, Tony's pulling some of the heat off of you.
Yeah, I think they're into it.
Yeah, I'm gonna walk over here and I'm gonna slow way down.
All right, so.
Grandpa, don't be so silly.
So, you make your way, you follow the directions, which are impeccable, and find yourself in front of a large building that just says baths on it.
Baths, nice.
You walk in, there's no entry fee, they're free.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk inside, and some stairs lead you down, and you find yourself, even though the building itself is fairly squat, it's actually about 2 stories on the inside. And you're led to a room that just has a large hot spring-fed bath in the center of it.
Nice.
With just sort of stairs that go down into it. And it's about chest deep for an average-sized person.
Mm-hmm.
And you just see all sorts of people here bathing, people with their families, people by themselves. Somebody's like has a book that they're reading while they're bathing.
Food's here.
And as you guys step into the water, we will eat some food.
Oh, yay.
Oh, wait, I have to get... Okay.
All right, so you all enter the dimly lit, very warm, steamy bathhouse room. You see the large pool in the center. There's racks of towels for people that don't have their own, though a lot of people seem to have brought their own towels. And you just see people in there socializing and chatting, and so you see some of the kids kind of splashing about and playing with each other. A lot of humans, I see a fair number of kobolds, and in fact it's kind of a vibe that you've gotten from the city is that kobolds are probably like the second largest group of people that live here. And then aside from that, of note, the only other thing that you see kind of bathing by herself with a couple of cucumbers over her eyes, you see a buff-looking wanti and some very like nice-looking armor like on a pile on the floor next to her.
Mm. Interesting.
Okay. Snake person, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Snake person. So, what do y'all do?
Well, I'm gonna...
As you come in with your third eyes, you see a couple of the kids kind of pointing and asking questions to their parents. And then you get the idea that the parents are saying, don't point, that's rude. But also, they're also kind of looking at you oddly because you have three eyes.
I'm just going to wink with the eye up here.
I say quietly, Tiny, which
I don't
which
even
one
know if I would
pick?
Register that as a wink.
Why not? It's just one eye.
It's only one, though. It's just a blink.
It's just a blink, because there's only one.
Well, I've got three, though.
Right, but if for some reason it's only one of the ones that are, like, parallel.
It's a blink or it's a wink.
Is it flirtier if you blink with two of the three?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's an
yeah.
excellent question.
Yeah, yeah, maybe it's just, like, these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A diagonal of eyes.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say, Tony, you choose and hang back.
Where we're gonna
Which
sit.
Which pool we're gonna be in.
Okay. Should go up and just eat one of the cucumbers.
Oh my god, please don't. Oh my
no.
god. This woman's probably big and strong enough to take us for our
No,
money,
I'm not
right?
interested in starting a fight.
Can I roll an insight into this one tea?
Yeah, absolutely.
Big and buff enough to run us around Ooh. For our money. That's a lot. 24.
Yeah, that's like the armor that she's got like piled up there. It looks like most of the pieces of like full plate. And as you look at her, like her arms are just fucking ripped.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
But I think I do want to
see like several like scars across her chest and things like that.
I do want to strike up a conversation with her though, so. I think I'm going to change into my tabaxi form with my hat on.
Okay.
And just kind of slip in.
So.
Oh, thank God. I'll share a pool with you now. Because I was seriously not going to get the same pool with you.
Well, it's just one big pool.
Oh, I thought
yeah,
they
just
were
a
pool.
Section.
Oh, no. One big, like,
okay.
rectangular pool.
I was not going to be near you.
I mean, it's definitely big enough that you could have some distance.
I'm definitely the little sibling to your older sibling.
No.
Like, where you're just like, absolutely not. And I'm
absolutely
like,
absolutely not.
What?
And the funniest part is, you're technically twice my age.
Oh, totally. But it's just my way of being.
It's always weird to remember that Tony is the adult of the group.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
he's
the rest of us
older,
are
but I wouldn't say he's the adult.
No.
I mean, we know who the adult of the group is.
I literally can't help
the
myself.
The youngest one of the group.
Technically.
Used to be the really
the
youngest.
The really youngest. 15. God, that's still fucking
Tony
hilarious.
Has some arrested development. He can't.
Alright, so y'all strip down and head into the pool?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Onari's gonna not make a show of it, but make a show of it.
Roll me a performance check. Mm-hmm. To do it well and subtly, so that it's not obvious.
Okay, come on. Okay, not the worst. Performance. 22?
Okay. It's the public bath, so, like, you know, people generally have just sort of, like, don't let your eye, let the eyes glide, you know, sort of policy here. You know, once you're in a room full of enough naked people, it all just sort of stops kind of mattering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there are definitely some eyes that stop gliding as they, are attracted to your subtle motions as you enter the pool.
I'm just making this face so
It's just that face. Weird.
One of them you recognize It is the guy who was outside the cafe earlier with the very tight shirt and the long hair that was blowing in the wind.
I'll give him a wink.
Oh, the nat 20 hot guy?
Yeah.
Nice.
Funny.
All right, you give him a wink. We'll come back to that. Tony, you're going to the 1T?
Yeah.
You're following Tony?
No.
No. Mm-mm.
Well, I'm not, like, going to sit in her lap or anything. I'm just going to sit next to her and see if she's amenable to a conversation.
Shims, what about you? What are you going to do? Are you just going to find your own spot, or are you going to tag along with one of these three?
Just so you're aware, I rolled a 15 deception to not be related to either of these energies and just be under the radar. Sorry, bro. Both energies from both of you are just...
What energy am I giving?
Fuck me. Okay. Tony's giving off... I really don't want to fuck me.
Tony's giving off fuck you. And like Ari's giving off fuck me. Sorry, what were you saying?
I don't want to be around Inari because even though this is a public bathhouse, I feel like some things are going to happen that should happen privately. So I'm just like, you go do your own thing. Tony might need babysitting.
So you'll wait over if Tony...
I'll go with Tony.
And Bentley has very clearly noped out of babysitting right now. I'm just like...
No longer an anti-manager.
Oh, yes. Bentley, please.
All right, so Bentley, you just find a nice quiet spot away from everybody. Nobody seems to note that you came in with the others.
For sure, Taika does not look at her doubles under her clothes. So there's definitely, like, you guys probably don't see it because I'm trying to be on the DL. But I'm like, okay, we're good. Okay, we're good. Making sure that I match. Because I don't think I think about it very much.
Yeah. All right, so, you all wade in, start. The water, very, naturally very hot. There's a slight, like, sulfury smell to it, because it's a natural spring, but not too bad. Tony and Shims, you two wander over to the Wan T with the cucumbers over her eyes. What do you do?
I'm gonna be like, huh, cucumbers. Did you bring those from home, or did they give you those here?
Pretty good opening salvo.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah.
Good.
Roll me persuasion.
Good start.
Yeah, I actually do wonder now.
Good start rather than a hot start.
Persuasion. It's 18.
Is your persuasion minus one?
No, it's six.
Oh.
That's a 12.
12. Oh, I thought it was a 19 from here. she says, I bring them from home, of course. She takes them off her eyes and looks over at the two of you.
Well, it's pretty cool. You didn't happen to bring any extras, did you?
She reaches her hand out of the pool and goes over, like, grabs her bag of holding, which is sitting next to her,
mm-hmm.
and she reaches into it and pulls out a whole cucumber and hands it to you.
A whole cucumber.
Thank you. Do you have a knife?
She reaches her bag and pulls out like a basic looking like camp knife and hands it to you.
Thank you, Shims. You want some?
Sure. And then I eat it. No.
Are you with me?
No, I don't.
Are you?
No, she's off and fuck them.
So I'll cut four slices and hand the cucumber and the knife back to our friend. Thank you. That was very nice.
She says, travelers, are you?
We are. We're in town for a few days.
What brings you to... Hokkaido from... She says, based on your accent, I'm guessing the Valian Peninsula?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a delivery to make, so... We came to town and we're gonna stick around for a little bit. I guess there's gonna be a celebration or something.
Oh, yes, I heard the town crier's going by talking about a parade tomorrow.
Yeah, are you gonna go?
Might as well.
Yeah. Huh. I'm Tony. What's your name?
My name is Nara.
Nara, nice to meet you.
N-A-R-A, for those of you keeping notes at home.
Is that just a coincidence?
What?
Nara?
What, a coincidence for what?
It's probably just a coincidence. Never mind.
Probably. Is there another Nara?
Is there another character named Nara?
Not in this campaign.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure.
There's a Mara.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It's me.
Yeah, if it is, it's a coincidence. She says, name's Nara. Nara Telomere.
Nice to meet you.
Telomere?
Yep, T-E-L-E-M-E-R.
Okay. So are you from around here?
Not at all. She says, from Metalux.
Oh, cool.
From where?
Metalux. It's a country on the same continent as the Dvelian Peninsula, just a little further to the northeast.
That's where Hannah is right now.
Hannah's in Spazia.
Oh, they're not the same? I thought they were the same. Okay.
Never made my way out there, but...
That's where, oh crap, I just lost his name. The monk, the dragonborn monk that Anari made friends with. On the boat.
Varix.
No,
that's...
I wanted to say Varix, too.
Varix?
From Descent.
Oh, it's from Descent. What? Adrax.
Adrax. There's an X in there, that's what... Yeah, Adrax. That's where Adrax is.
Okay.
But, she says, I'm a sellsword by trade. She says, just wandering around.
Cool. Any fun adventures you've had around here?
Oh, I wish I was in this conversation. Can I hear them?
Yeah, you're in the water. Water. Sound carries over water.
Can I hear them?
Insight, if she's actually just a sellsword.
Mm-hmm. With your passive perception, you hear everything she's saying.
Oh, can I hear everything she says?
I'd say give me a roll.
17?
Give me a roll for it. I need a 12 or higher.
Well, I'm too busy not being noticed. Perception?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 12. Wait.
12 or higher on the die.
11. 12 or higher on the die?
Yeah.
Oh.
Your passive perception 17. So.
Well, you said 12, and
sorry,
I was like,
sorry.
No, it's might be a 12. Hold
sorry,
on, let me do some. 12
or higher on the die. Oh.
So, no.
No, I will say your percipient ass could roll...
I don't know if I took it either.
You had percipient up. I guess, did you let it drop when you ate lunch?
It has to. If I short rest, it has to go away.
Okay.
The question is if I did it afterwards. Pretty paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
So you can roll the van.
That's very in character. Alright. 17 plus 7, 24.
So you both hear all this conversation, caring as it is over the hot waters.
Does she seem like she's hiding the truth? Anything?
Roll
from
an insight check.
25 insight. Ooh, no.
Not good. 13.
Well, with her nat 1,
ooh.
You all realize that she's telling the truth.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
She brought her own cucumbers. Of course she's telling the truth.
Is that how it works?
I think so.
Anyway, so you asked her what like adventure she's had. She says, here in Nishima, she says, or here in Hokkaido, nothing really yet. She says, there was a sea serpent attack in Yakamina around the time I arrived there,
mm-hmm.
So I helped fight that off.
Nice.
That was about it.
We might be in need of a sellsword at some point. Do you have a sending stone or some way that we could contact you?
Of course
you?
I do, yes.
Great.
What adventurer doesn't these days?
Fantastic. I assume I have my...
Yeah, I assume you're bag of holding.
Boop, boop. Yeah.
So you reach into it, get it out. You guys touch stones.
Huh? Lols. Just kidding.
Make the stones kiss. And she says, and what were your names?
I'm Tony.
And I'm Shems.
And so you said you're here doing a delivery, so...
Yeah, and then we've been invited to stay for the celebration, so that's kind of cool.
That is very cool. She says, what sort of work would you might have for me in the future?
Well, there's kind of a thing. Like, I was thinking
the... Don't you be allowed to share about this?
We didn't share as much. I don't think it...
You guys have been sharing with
We've been sharing it left, right, and center. I think we're going to net up some people that are bad in our net that we're throwing, but I don't think that's going to be the be-all, end-all, you know? I say just be fine with it.
Well, I mean, the battle is going to be at Shatterrock Island, right? Mm-hmm. Have you heard of Shatterrock Island?
And in particular, she's a good one because she probably doesn't use a lot of magic.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah.
She's a Zyhanna. Yes, it's an impossible place to navigate. No magic works there.
Yeah. So there are some fey folk, right? And devils and demons. And,
well, they're not fey.
Or not fey.
Just demons and devils.
Fiendish. Demons.
Fiends is the word.
There we go. Fiends. There's fiends on the island that are trying to kind of destroy our world or potentially destroy our world in the attempt to make a plane for their existence. And we're just going to try and stop that because we like existing. We like other people existing. So, yeah. Well,
and the plan at the moment is to possibly help them. And then if it goes wrong, kill them.
So really it's to help them so that they're successful, but they've hired some people that are just not very good at what they do. They hired students to do like one of the hardest things that's ever been done, and they think that it's going to work, and the bad side, if it's not successful, is like our plane of existence just ceases to exist.
Did you have something you were going to add, Shim?
Sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to clarify that, like, yeah, if they fail, it's our asses on the line.
Uh-huh.
So we need to either...
And so you want
to
help them destroy our plane?
Or if they're really screwing things up, stop them from even trying.
I see.
So we'll help them to create the plane, which is what they're trying to do, but they're doing it so poorly that it will likely destroy ours. In the process.
Okay.
So we're either going to help them be successful, because they're not going to be probably with what they're doing, mm-hmm. or in the absence of being able to do that, we're going to stop them. Mm-hmm. But we need people like yourself with some mighty powers that are not magical to help us, because as you know, magic doesn't work there.
All right, roll a persuasion check. And or put a pin in there and switch our focus for a moment, go back a few minutes.
Can she roll with advantage because she's getting help from Shims?
Yeah, I'd say roll with advantage because you're getting help from Shims.
I got 17.
You enter the pool and catch the eye of the hot bakery guy from earlier. You wink at him and he just sort of intrigued, walks your direction.
Was he working at the bakery?
No, he was enjoying it.
Oh, okay.
He says, this is the second time we've met today. He walks over, just a reminder, he's like a human, he's got like long flowing hair that's down right now, just like washboard physique. Just enough stubble.
Mm. Okay, back to the romance novel.
Fabio in his heyday.
I didn't describe him last time as looking like ripped from the cover of like a 90s romance, regency romance novel.
There's actually a real person on TikTok who actually looks like that.
Oh my gosh.
And he's a mermaid person.
Oh my
gosh. Like he does spend all of his time like in lakes being a mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
He's a like... There's a box, and he's the only one in it. in the scheme of people, he has a niche.
Charlie watched a whole documentary series about people that do that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah.
I remember you telling us about that.
He's very beautiful.
Mm.
Also, like, 12, so. Mm. To me.
he says, oh, this is the second time our paths have crossed today. He says, maybe Lai Chi Hao is laying a path for us here.
Mm. Fate is on our side.
So he says, name is Satoshi, what's yours?
Inari, nice to meet you.
He says, are you new in town? I think I'd remember seeing somebody that looked like you.
Yeah, I'm visiting.
From where?
Oh, from here and there.
so delightfully vague.
Are you from here?
What's that?
Are you from here?
He says, I am. He says, my family's estate is not far from here.
Estate.
He says, I saw you entering the palace earlier. Do you have business with the queen?
I did, yeah. What's his vibe? Is he a shitty person?
Roll me an insight check.
28.
Nice.
He's clearly attracted to you.
Mm-hmm.
Interested that, like, he's run into you twice now in this kind of large mm-hmm. city. And then also, like, you get the idea that right now he's just trying to, like, you get the idea immediately that he's, like, of some sort of, like, upper-class family, and that, mm-hmm. like, he's just trying to, like, suss out, like, your vibe if you're also from that same sort of...
Okay. Yeah. I'm actually staying at the guest house for a few days.
Imperial guest house.
Mm. Is there any other?
National guest house?
National guest house. Why did you say Imperial? National areas is the palace guest house. Wow. That's quite the honor. It's afforded to very few people. He says, so how long are you going to be in town for?
I think about a week or so.
Yeah. He says, well. And at this point you start hearing everything that you heard earlier. the fact that you're distracted only intrigues him more. He's so used to, like, getting... So he's just like, here's my address. He says, I'll be there later today if you want to stop by.
All right. Yeah, I've got business to attend to. Thank you.
Shoo him away! It's hilarious.
He gets a little flustered. hopefully I'll see you again. A third time.
We'll see.
And he kind of starts to walk out of the water and puts his hands over his waist area.
That's funny. Somebody who's nationally and, like, familially used to public baths covering themselves up is weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
He, like, very quickly grabs a towel and...
Oh, okay. Never mind. I get it. Carry on.
I'll join you guys whenever.
With your passive perception, actually, what's your passive insight? 20 as well. You quickly realize, as he starts to leave, and you watch the view going away, it's a good view.
Mm-hmm.
He does not skip the leg day, ever.
Mm.
But you quickly realize, as you look kind of back towards Tony, like, people are overhearing the conversation, and some people are distressed by the idea that there's something out there that might destroy this whole plane of existence.
And Tony's head will be like,
We were, like, whispering.
No, no, we clearly talked about how the conversation was carrying over the waters.
I'm gonna just in Tony's head be like, I think people are getting a little, concerned.
Oh.
Maybe this is a play that we're practicing.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just, hey, Nara, just don't pay attention to anything I'm about to say. I'm going to point at everybody in the pool, and I'm going to be like, I can't believe you believed me. That's so funny. Who's going to destroy this plane of existence? That would be insane. And to talk about it at a public pool?
Oh, up to your old tricks again, Arya.
I sure
you got
am.
Me.
I gotcha.
I'm glad that Arya is here to give you the help action. That, you're definitely going to get disadvantage on that deception roll that you're about to make. Please, make a deception roll.
I was, like, looking between you for, like, when are you going to stop and when are you going to talk? I need to insert myself. You got this.
I am Tony.
You are Tony. You're a character.
21. Oh, I get...
No, you roll flat. You roll flat, yeah.
Inari's assistant saves the... you kind of see... Inari, you with your insight, Tony, your insight's not bad either. Your passive insight's a 16.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see ripples of relief go over people. Though Tony, unfortunately, you notice somebody in a staff outfit comes over to your side of the pool and says, this is a place of quiet relaxation, and so if you don't keep it down, I'm going to have to ask you to exit the bands.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. That was a good cover, Tony.
in your head. What was that guy's name again?
Hitoshi.
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 H-I-T-O-S-H-I.
Hitoshi. Hot.
Sorry. I was like, wait. H-I-T-O-S-H-I?
H-I-T-O-S-H-I, yep. Very coincidentally, it is... Oh, no, it's not quite. His name is almost an acronym for, oh, shit.
Oh!
Not, it's one H.
Oh, shit.
Well, I think both the H's, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, but yeah, even more, because you can flip the one I over and it's an exclamation point.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Anyway.
Those are some advanced tactics.
Yeah. Oh, I have to write his name in. Dildo Red.
Anyway, Nara says we can quietly. She says we can discuss more later if you'd like. She says I'm staying in the center part of the city. She says in an inn called the Sapphire Spear.
No, that
sounds nice.
She says yes. Now don't get confused. It's across the street from another inn called the Ruby Spear.
Oh, which what's you like the Sapphire Spear more?
She says, "It was the closest one to me when I arrived. That looked decent." She says, "Well, I think I've soaked enough." And she just puts both her arms behind her and just lifts herself out of the pool, and then steps up onto the side of it.
Anari's drooling.
Tail dragging behind her a little bit.
Do they have legs
mm-hmm.
as well as the tail?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
Oh wait,
don't they ambulate on the snake body?
Let me look. They might actually not have legs.
Yeah, I don't think they have legs.
But they have arms.
Yeah,
they do have arms. Yeah.
I mean, it's your world. You can do what you want, right?
Joe played one, and he always had legs, but she might have played a variant.
Oh, there's the Wanti that don't have legs, and the Wanti, and I hate this name, so I'm not going to be using it, Purebloods.
Mm-hmm. And they do or don't? Sorry.
The Purebloods have legs. The regular Wanti don't.
That's weird.
That is weird.
Ugh. Gross.
So they can have either.
Oh, yeah. They range from almost entirely snake-like to almost entirely humanoid. So, so yeah, she does have some legs.
Cool.
And she dries off and starts to doff her, or don her plate armor.
Are you near us at all, or are you still far away?
I'm watching. If you need me, I'll
In
come
In your
over.
Head, I'll be like, can you do that?
Probably. Got an 18th strength.
Yeah, you definitely can.
I can do that.
maybe I should. That seemed pretty cool.
I mean,
cool.
Bentley doesn't look like it, but I'm jacked.
Hey, roll me an athletics check.
Okay.
Maybe you can teach me how.
Oh, I don't know if I can right now, actually. My athletics isn't that great. I only got a +4. So it's only 12.
Okay. Yeah, you easily do it.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
But it's skinny little child-looking Bentley that does that.
Just the act of it is cool.
All right, so anything? So you all have bathed. Is there anything you probably just relax, wrap this up, unless there's any other shenanigans that you'd like to get up to?
Mm-mm. No, I'm good.
So afterwards, you come out, and you are in this new city. What would you have to do? You see, you are kind of, you can see behind you the large, like, walled-off palace area. Beyond that is kind of the central part of town that you came through originally. You've also got what looks to be some, like, more kind of residential areas. And then you can also see a sign that points, it's like about halfway to the ground, that points off to the kind of northeast, and it's pointing to. Let me read my notes. Why my notes leave? Why notes leave? The Chisa Ryu Prefecture, which you would gather is probably like where a lot of the kobolds live.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any special, like, magical items from this area that, like, only they...
Shopping make? Episode!
Yeah. Shopping montage.
Mundane adventures.
Okay. If you ask around, they actually point you... There's not a lot of shops in this area. It's just more like kind of Bougieville.
Yeah.
Bougieville.
But you're pointed towards kind of a commercial... The commercial district that you came into with the bakeries has a fair amount of shops.
Ooh, bakery.
We can get some desserts. Some pre-dinner desserts.
Oh, mm-hmm. Some all-day desserts. Like, mm-hmm. Just stuff the hole with desserts.
We go by... Set it down. Put all the treats in.
How much for this whole place?
How much for the display? And then I just pick up the display and install it in your hole. You got a closet in there.
That's true.
Because as long as we lay the hole out in the same orientation every time, things don't jumble, right?
Yeah. So basically... Whenever you put the hole up on a wall, it always conveniently down is down. And
mm-hmm. Oh, so it doesn't jumble things around then.
Now, if you put it on, no, because, yeah, gravity is always, it always opens up so that gravity is down inside of it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, like, if this is the room, if mm-hmm. this is the hole, yeah. then this is covered. Like, this mm-hmm. isn't the opening, it's just the hole.
Yeah.
If we have it against the wall, we come in from this way.
Yep.
But if we have it on the floor, we come in from the top.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Oh, so the gravity is independent.
So
in this version.
So basically, there's always you're always yeah. So like, if this is the room, yeah. So it is the gravity is independent in the hole. Yes, that's what you're asking.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the hole changes where we enter.
Yeah.
The room from.
Oh,
kind of.
Yeah.
Because yeah, in the thing, like, if, as soon as you take it off one surface, you put it on another, and everything's all scrambled over the box.
Yeah, nope, no, none of that.
Cool.
It's always
cool.
The same.
Nice. That's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm gonna get some baked goods. And did you want to look for that wand?
Oh, yeah! Wand of Detect Magic?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Yeah.
We can buy a legit one.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's only been, like, a few hours, but I just forgot.
It was a couple days ago. Yeah,
okay.
It was a couple days ago.
All right, so
definitely two sessions
ago.
And a month and a half away ago.
Yeah.
So yeah, you walk down, kind of back to the area where the bakery is that you went to.
Do they have different things out because it's a different time of day?
Ooh.
Yeah, they do. They have stuff that's fresh out of the oven. They're baking all day, so.
Yeah.
You get the fresh goods that are just fresh out.
Is it 8?
Yeah.
How?
It
is.
The fuck?
Yeah, right?
It's still so light outside.
We started an hour later than normal.
That's
started
2 hours out of normal.
I also got
and really,
a little
honestly,
after 6.
Honestly, we didn't even start
till
like 6:40.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm offended.
So
my feelings are
hurt. All right, so yeah, you make your way down into, you see a little sign that as the Hanaku prefecture, where you are able to get some more fresh baked goods that are still warm from the oven, which is a balm on this slightly chilly, wintry day.
Mm.
And you actually pass a store that looks intriguing. It's just called Wands and Stuff.
Nice.
I keep looking over at you and seeing that fucking drawing.
It's gonna haunt you.
The cursed page.
The cursed page. Do you head inside?
Of course.
Hell yeah.
Alright. A little bell rings as you open the door and walk inside, and you see there's just one wall that is just covered in wands of every... various shape and size. You see there's another like couple smaller sections that have some other wondrous items. A halfling shopkeep walks up to you and says, welcome. She's well dressed, wearing like a silk shirt cut in like a sort of a more masculine style. And she's got her hair slicked back. And she says, how can I help you all today?
The place was called Wands and More?
Wands and Stuff.
Wands and Stuff.
We're looking for...
Are you looking for wands, or are you looking for stuff?
You know, I think we're looking for wands. I think we had one in mind, but I don't know if that's going to change with your offerings.
She says, well, if they make a wand for it, I have it. She says, so, what you need?
You have to be able to cast magic to use a wand,
nope.
Right? No? Really?
Nope, anybody can use a wand.
Do you have, was it detect magic? Is that what it was?
Wand of magic detection?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Do you have a wand of magic detection?
Oh, but of course, that is one of our more frivolous wands.
Is it frivolous?
Oh, just as far as, just in terms of raw power.
Mm-hmm.
She says it is a steel at 300 gold pieces.
Oh, the guy overcharged you.
What is?
He charged you 400.
500.
Man. 500.
Well, he also had stolen.
No, but like for real, he overcharged you. That's crazy.
Right.
What a great skip.
But he
part.
Also yeah. stole it.
He paid nothing for it.
It's
500 gold pieces in his pocket. That's a rich man now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take one.
Question: what is the rarity of it?
Uncommon.
It's 300
mm-hmm.
gold
Can
pieces.
Can I haggle? Can I? I wanna. Okay, hang on. I know this is like such a good price, but I just remembered that I have a thing, like a feature called Magic Item Adept. If I craft a magic item with a rarity of common or uncommon, it takes a quarter of the normal time and costs half as much of the usual gold.
Okay.
Oh yeah, you should just
and if
make
this
one.
Is an uncommon item.
Yeah.
I just straight up forgot
just
I can do that.
Yeah, you just need a forge.
Oh, well.
I think I could almost... We know a wizard here, or we're going to meet a wizard here. She should have a magic forge, right?
No, not necessarily.
I'm just going
to
buy it. It's
circle.
Fine.
Tony's a staunch believer in supporting the local economy.
That's fair. You know what? That's I respect that.
I mean, we can definitely take advantage of that later, but I don't know that it's something that we need to... If we come across a forge, I'm sure that there's several other things that you'd like to make.
Yeah, it's just... I don't know why I just remembered that this is a thing I can do.
Oh, they all require a tune.
Because I've only ever made very big things, so I've never used this feature before.
There's only two that don't require a couple. One of magic detection and one of magic
pieces. Never... I can just make... A little wand that casts this.
Yeah, there's a fair number of... Well, yeah, there's a fair number of common and uncommon wands.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a quick search.
Me too, right?
But now
I
that
was.
You talked about the attunement, it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, can I get a wand of magic missiles?
She says, oh, of course. That's a popular type of wand among your sort.
Yeah, don't use a lot of magic. Nice to have a backup, though.
She kind of eyes you up and down. She says, fighter type, are you?
Mm-hmm.
She says, well, when you're done looking at the wands, I might have some stuff that might interest you in the stuff section as well.
Sure, I'll take a look at your stuff. How much for the...
500 gold pieces for the magic missile wand.
Which is more expensive than his?
The prices for an uncommon magic item vary in rarity from, I want to say it's like 250 to 500.
Okay.
And so it's kind of priced, I make the prices up,
oh,
obviously
okay.
It's why I'm the DM, but I kind of price them based on usefulness.
Yeah.
And utility, so like a wand of magic missiles, like anybody could use that and be very like
yeah.
high demand to have
yeah.
Something that could, you know, shoot death.
Uh-huh. Well, let's, after you're done with Tony here, let's look at your stuff and then see what we can work out.
Sure, well, let's make sure we get done with the wand section first, so I can pull up the stuff page.
Yeah.
I have a question about stuff when we're done.
What's your most expensive wand, and what does it do?
Ooh. Mm, good question.
Oh, well, that is a great question. Let me...
Wand of the War Mage? Don't you already have one? Or you didn't get one? Right? Because all you got was the hat and the robe?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
or what'd you get?
Just the
robes and
something started to get created, right?
Yeah.
And then it ran out of juice.
But we'll have to look. He didn't get a wand of the War Mage, right?
No, I don't
think. Yeah.
What did this come
up? I have a wand of the War Mage.
Mm. She, as you ask that question, she kind of looks the four of you up and down, kind of gauging what level she thinks you're at, how much you maybe are worth.
I'm gonna wink.
She says, "Well, my most expensive wand isn't here. I keep it somewhere safe."
That's fair.
But it does cost 100,000 gold pieces.
Mm-hmm. Wow, what does it do?
It's a spindle of fate.
Uh huh.
It allows you to manipulate fate itself.
Ooh.
In-game terms, what that means is it lets you, if you roll initiative, you can expend a charge to add or subtract your proficiency bonus from the total roll. You can, as an action, you can expend two charges to target a creature within 30 feet of yourself and invoke that creature's doom. While it's in the same plane of existence as you, you can sense the direction of its location, you know the direction of its movement if it's in motion. And once per turn, when you deal damage to it, you can roll a d6 and add that number to the damage roll. It lasts for an hour. And also, you can do a twist of fate. When a creature within 60 feet of you makes a saving throw or attack roll, you can use a reaction to expend three charges and alter the outcome, turning a failed save into a successful one, a missed attack into a hit, or vice versa.
So it's not that even, something you could make me?
It's not even luck. It's just, that failure is a success.
Or that success is a failure.
Yeah, because a luck point, you can impose disadvantage or advantage. But yeah.
They still might roll well. This is, oh no, you're going to fail the save on my disintegrate spell.
Well, it's like, yeah, you. You're not through Fantasy Eye yet.
So anyway, she says, I will need the, before I can even show you that one, I'll need to, see a good faith
deposit or something.
Deposit, just to make sure, yeah.
Well, thanks for telling us about it, anyway.
Well, of course, one day you might be the potential customers that are looking to control fate itself.
I mean,
I have 100,000 gold pieces to do so.
I am, and I could, but
yeah.
The question is, will I?
But it requires.
So I'll continue to think.
So, yeah.
What would you
give up for that?
We'll have to find out.
She says, "That one's by far our most expensive. The rest of them we have here in the shop.
Yeah.
Though she says we also have very good security measures. She gives you a wink.
Oh yeah, totally."
She says, our second highest priced wand is the Wand of Polymorph.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But it requires attunement, right?
It does require attunement.
Very much requires the attunement.
Can't we just be gods easily, please?
She says that one cost a mere 40,000 gold pieces.
A mere.
But if you buy it, I get to take a year off, so.
Yeah.
Really? Just because it's so much money?
40,000 gold pieces is a lot of money.
Well, that's fair enough.
You get to take a few years off if I bought
them. She says I get to hire a person to do this for me for a year, and then I go on a little world trip.
Yeah, that sounds
great.
There
you go.
She says, are there any other wands you're interested in?
Nothing
that I can think of.
Yeah.
All right, okie dokie. Well, let's venture on over to the and stuff section, shall we?
I love and stuff.
Everybody loves the and stuff section.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since our stock changes so frequently. So let's see what we have today. She says, of course, we have a large variety of magically enhanced swords and armors that range from anywhere from +1 to +3 on the Altair scale.
What is it? I'm sorry, I was writing.
So you have pretty much like any weapon +1, +2, or +3, or any armor +1, +2, or +3 that she could hook you up with.
Oh, okay.
As for the interesting, wondrous items, this one requires a second. She holds up a small onyx figure of a dog. She says, this is a figure of wondrous power. She says, at your command, this figure can turn into a real mastiff. That can speak, not unlike Scooby Doo, apparently.
Does it say that?
No, but okay. I was like, wait a minute.
You're
Scooby
right.
Doo's not a mastiff.
He's a great dane,
oh,
technically. But yes, it becomes a mastiff for 6 hours. It can talk to you. It also has, it can also see in the dark up to 60 feet and can see invisible creatures and objects in that said range.
Ooh. That's interesting.
No attunement required. Once used, it can't be used again until 7 days have passed.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
interesting.
A weekly item.
Okay.
You got anything other than a dog?
A dog that talks.
That was kind of interesting.
Don't put
that one back
oh.
in the case yet.
All right, so tabaxiing real hard.
It would be worth the entertainment almost just for that.
Yeah.
You put on that third eye again and I break out the dog.
Then I'm just going to be the guy with the three eyes always. And then you can't use it again for...
Well, I know that you're not going to want it, but she's still going to show it off.
Mm.
She says, now this nasty little number, and she pulls out, like, a sword that has, like, forked blades at the end of it.
Oh, shit.
She says, this sword was crafted by quite the evil artificer, and it's designed to steal...
That looks like a war crime.
Says a woman with a staff that looks like
a war crime. She eyes your staff.
Never used the staff on someone that didn't deserve it.
It still looks like a war crime.
She says this is a sword of life stealing.
Oh.
So basically what it does...
It is your staff!
Hey, hers is a staff of spell stealing. This is a sword of life stealing. There is a hair-thin difference.
Hair-thin!
But anyway, basically it's a sword that if whenever you crit with it, you deal an extra 10 points of necrotic damage, assuming the target isn't a construct or undead, and also gains you 10 temporary hit points when you do so.
That's cool.
Does it look as powerful as my sword?
Your sword looks way doper.
Oh. But I mean, like, on levels. Like, this is a less powerful sword.
Yeah, your sword's very rare, isn't it?
Okay. I don't know. You tell me.
I believe your sword is very rare.
Okay.
This is a rare sword. This looked like as powerful as your sword before it got juiced.
I do really
juiced.
Love the idea.
What's that?
Sorry. I do really love the idea of modifying your sword so that it gives you temporary hit points.
Nah. It doesn't mean
That's
that.
That's pretty dope.
It's going to cost a lot of money to modify her sword up another level.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Modifying my sword up another level.
Higher than that, it would be like legendary.
Yeah,
we already talked about it. It would be a quest, probably, rather than just money to level my sword up again.
It'd be both. Quest and
both,
summon.
That's right. Both.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that.
She looks at the other three clothies here. Any of you interested in this sort of life stealing?
Why would they use that? They have me.
Sorry.
She says, you miss every shot you don't take, so...
Fair enough.
That's very true.
I mean, it's very cool, but also looks very heavy, and I am not very strong.
She says, you look pretty strong to me.
You are super strong, are you?
I mean, I'm not that strong.
You're currently... who are you now, I guess?
I think I'm just Tony.
You're just Tony? Okay.
Yeah.
She good-naturedly, like, squeezes your arm. She's like, I feel some muscle there. She says,
you're just trying to get me to buy that.
She says, squeezing just bone.
Like old man, like wrinkly skin. Well, not wrinkly, but like loose skin and bone. Like it's just kind of like elasticy. Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's a wand, so I'm going to re-roll. She already had that.
That's not the stuff. It's a wand.
Rerolling that because I've already announced that
excuse me.
Excuse you.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, she says, how about this little dewy picky? Now this one does require attunement.
Mm.
So if that's a hard out, you just let me know. But she holds up a iron ring that's got two ram's heads on it.
Ooh. Oh yeah, of Stonky's ring.
Yeah, Ring of the Ram.
Yeah, I had that in what campaign?
Two or three.
Yeah.
But yes, while wearing it, you can use an action to Make a ranged spell attack against a creature you can see within 60 feet. It produces a ram's head, and then on a hit, it deals 2d10 force damage for each charge you expend. So you can do anywhere from 2d10 to 6d10. And it pushes you, pushes the target 5 to 15 feet away.
Wow.
Isn't that the one also that has telekinesis?
This one does not have telekinesis. Oh. You can also expend charges to try to break an object you can see that isn't being worn or carried. So.
Nice. You said you have to wear it? Where do you wear it?
On a finger.
Oh.
Where else would you wear it?
I don't know.
Just let it go.
She says, I'm just going to say the customer is always right.
What if you didn't wear it on your finger?
As an artificer, do I know? Yeah, like, as an artificer, do I know if you use it, if you wear it...
as a cock ring?
If you put it on your dick.
I was trying to be diplomatic about it.
Oh, sorry.
But yeah, do I know what happened?
Nothing good.
Roll me an arcana check. While I bullshit something.
Me?
No, or the one that's actually thinking about this.
Well, I was certainly
totally
thinking
started
about
it. For sure.
I just was trying to not be revolting at every chance, but I can't help it.
We all need
that's
going to
be a 27.
Here's the thing. You've heard rumor that you believe from back in your academy days of an artificer who tried to put a ring on their dick. Unfortunately, it didn't work as expected. And the moment that they lost tumescence, their nuts exploded.
Oh.
Well,
that's what you've heard anyway.
I don't want that. It's too tempting.
What?
I mean, I...
What about that is tempting?
Not the part about your balls
blowing
up, but the just having a ring and not seeing if I can fit it on my penis.
You don't think you could encounter any ring without trying to fit it on your penis.
Your facial
correct.
Expression when you said that. It's just like, yeah.
Yeah. Correct.
Just a clarification. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Bingo, bango. Uh-huh. Righto.
Ringing.
Sorry. I am who I am.
And I'm going to do one more here from the stuff section.
Stuff.
Let's just move on.
Is oh.
No, it's fine.
Sorry. My hips hurt.
How dare you?
I don't know. How dare they?
Do you need
to stand up for your own comfort?
Anything to put your foot on?
Nah, I just need to move. I can't stay still. That's the problem. That's going to continue to be the problem, because the older I get, the less I move, and the less I move, the more I hurt. It's just going to keep getting worse. Prospects are not bright.
Hey, Caitlin. While you're standing, can you do me a favor and give Frodo some scritches?
What's up, bro? Oh, it's just his butt. Can you actually see him?
If I miss him so much.
Oh,
is you?
Here's my booty.
All right, so.
Thanks, little buddy.
All right, she says this last item is probably.
I miss snuggling him.
Oh.
She says, this last time was probably outside your price range. It's another 40,000 gold piece one. She holds up an arcane cannon.
What? Do you have to be a magic user to use that?
Hey, I can make those at any given point.
It's a very rare item. You do not have to be a magic user. Once it fires, you have to charge it for 5 minutes before it can be fired again. But you can choose to fire an acid jet, fire jet, frost shot, lightning shot, or poison spray.
Mm.
And depending on the type of damage you do, it usually deals somewhere around 6d10 points of damage.
Wow. Wow, that's a lot.
And usually like in a line.
That's pretty good.
Mm. I don't know that I want to spend 40,000 gold on a one shot.
Yeah.
You can use it once per battle, basically.
Yeah, and that's about it. Yeah, I'm good.
She says, one of these days, one of these days.
So about that wand of magic missiles.
Yes, 500 gold pieces.
450.
I can make that for you.
She can make it for 250.
Oh, okay. Well, then I won't ask.
We need the forge, right?
But we need a forge.
Yeah, but you're about to have a teleportation circle here, and then you'll have a teleportation, and you can go back to the forge anytime.
Okay.
Is it a chime of opening is not a wand, right? It's a separate, it's like a magic item.
It is a magic item. What's the rarity of it?
Rare.
I'll roll and see if I'll see if she has one.
Or if I think I would be more interested in if she had a Cape of the Mountebank.
Oh, Cape of the Mountebank. I love it.
That's what lets you like teleport into smoke.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking my cloak does nothing for me. So.
That's rare, right?
Yeah.
Does it require attunement?
No.
Oh.
It's one of the only cloaks with magic that
doesn't. For a rare item, it's roll me a d20. For an 11 or higher, she has one.
Okay. Oh. 12.
She has one.
Nice.
Okay. I think I would like to buy it.
As for price...
We're not saving our money for anything, right? Like, I feel like I'm forgetting
you're
something.
You're about to get a lot more money, too, so...
Oh, yeah.
Your booties.
On my booties.
Oh, yeah, we just did, like, a huge thing.
Yeah, it's gonna be all that money we get when I wear those pants and everyone sees my booty.
He's looking at you, Leanne. He was like, oh, my friend!
And there's the gremlin. The gremlin talks.
Man. 5,000 gold pieces for the Cape of the Mountebank.
I think I'll get that. Because my Cloak of Displacement is just in my bag. Because it's attunement.
Oh, yeah.
Is Mountebank Cape one?
No.
Oh.
Very nice.
Okay. I will wear that and subtract.
She says, would you like me to box this up or will you be wearing it home?
Oh, I'll wear it.
I will also let you pick what color it is.
Don't you also just slightly smell of sulfur going forward?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The cape smells faintly of brimstone.
A brimstone.
Well, I have perfume.
Yeah, I was gonna say, don't I have like a really fancy magic perfume that I can make?
Yes.
Oh,
you do.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry, buddy.
What the fuck am I saying? Like a purple brown, something that ties in with my clothes.
Yeah, you can Google a cape layer that you'd like and tell me what that is.
Nice.
I already have one saved. Wow. But I will do that. Thank you.
Nice.
Cool. All right. Well, is there anything else I can do for you?
No, I'm pretty happy. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, you come back to Wands and stuff anytime.
Sorry. We will. We're gonna be in town for a few days, so.
Well, I'll come back in a few days, and I'm sure our stuff inventory will have refreshed.
Fantastic. If you if it ever comes across your desk, if you have a rhythm maker's drum that's above a plus one, I might be interested in.
Oh, and on the Altair scale.
Yeah.
Rhythm maker's drum.
That's probably more than I can spell.
Why is rhythm such a hard word to spell?
Right.
Oh, I am 40 years old and still have no rhythm and also can't spell rhythm.
You said 5,000.
R-H-Y-T-H-M.
Yeah.
R-H-Y.
There's no fucking vowels in it. It makes
T-H-M.
Bullshit. It's a bullshit word with no vowels and too many T's. Too many H's.
I love it all.
All right. So, roll me a d20 if you get a 14 or higher. She has one right now.
Oh, shit. Does that count?
Do you want it to?
No, but it's okay. It landed on a number.
Well, you roll it in your tray. I'll let you. Here's something not kind of merciful.
Oh, yeah, well, okay. Nope,
meant
it wasn't
to be.
No, 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 today. Alright. So, you'll head back out into the streets.
Into the streets.
Starting to get, you see some of the, you guys have spent enough time shopping and bathing today. You see some of the shops are starting to close up. The sun's already low on the horizon, about to go under. It's, you know, winter here, so days are shorter than you're used to there in the peninsula. Would you like to just go back to your guest house and have a relaxing evening, or would you like to get up to a little bit of mischief this evening?
I vote mischief.
I'm down. I have no ideas, though.
What kind of mischief, though?
I don't know. Maybe we just go out and see what inspires us.
Yeah.
We get dinner.
Ooh. I guess.
Maybe I'll do some people watching too. Hmm? Mind breeding.
Oh, I'll see what inspires me during dinner.
All right, so.
Or we can get sandwiches and walk.
Sure. Uh-huh. That's what we're going to do. Definitely. Just get sandwiches and walk. Gotcha.
I understand that you're trying to manifest, that Tony is trying to manifest this in energy, but Bentley's having a hard time believing it's actually going to happen. Because this feels like a sleepy town. Like, it's a big city.
It's actually pretty bustling.
Yeah, it's really bustling, but it's not like...
I think, unfortunately, we've just had a bunch of Sleepy Friday energy.
Yeah, but it's not like Tabar. This isn't a Tabar town where you could just go and find trouble around the corner.
You think it's fairly well behaved, though. I'll say with your just passive survival, you also realize that you've not been to the rowdy parts of town yet.
Fair enough. Do you want to go downtown rather than uptown?
Let's go to the rowdy parts of town.
Yes.
Ooh, I could find a fight. I'd love to kick somebody's ass.
We could bet on you.
So, with a little bit of asking around, you find out that the there's a couple rough and tumble districts, but if you're looking for the rough and tumble district in this town, it's on the south side, kind of just east of where you came into the city. It's called the Minami Prefecture, and that is where people go to gamble or get in the fight or drink too much.
Nice.
Okay.
Let's get dinner there.
Dinner and a show.
Let's do it.
I'm the show.
Uh-huh. I was going to say, who's the show?
Oh, baby.
Oh, look at him.
Say hi to Liam.
Oh, baby. He just let you pick him up.
Look at him.
Hi, yeah. Look who it is.
He just let you do whatever you want.
Oh, yeah, he loves Chris.
This is great.
Yeah.
Are you ready to get down? You want to stay a little longer?
Stay.
You're busy doing other things, so he's going to stay as long as you let him.
Let's go.
Aww. Good kitty.
I love how Sam has like a little bit of a grouchy looking face. So yeah. Even when he's like
having a good time,
snuggling, yeah, and whatever, he's just like, he just looks like a grouchy little old man. Yeah.
He's a gremlin who loves shoes.
Yeah,
he just had his paw on my ass the last time I was sitting on the couch.
I thought we raised him better than that.
I'll have to send you a picture. It's so funny.
All right, so, so yes, you all make your way down south to the Minami Prefecture, and this sort of quiet, sleepy town that you thought you were in slowly fades away as you hear the sounds of drinking and cavorting and gambling, and you see there's just two people that are fighting in the street.
Nice.
Ooh, who's winning? Is there a clear winner?
They seem both pretty drunk and evenly drunk and matched.
Oh.
A lot of missed shots, but a lot of really they're all haymakers. Every one of them.
Have we seen magic slash is like casting magic being seen casting magic going to be like?
That's something you could ask a guard on the way if you'd like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you stop a guard and they say, "Oh, our guests, how can we help you?"
Shit, word gets around,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I don't even know what we look like.
We were given a description a few hours ago by our...
Oh, how'd they describe me?
A captain. Accurately.
Right. I'll take that as a compliment.
Accurately.
What's the magic situation, people using magic? Is it like... don't do it?
Generally, you're free to use whatever magic you'd like as long as it's not harming anybody.
Oh, okay, cool.
Isn't that the rule pretty much everywhere?
No, there's some places where you're not supposed to use it at all.
Right, but I mean, like, even where you are allowed to use magic, most places, they frown upon you using it to hurt people. Same reason you're not supposed to kill
it's
people.
Civilization, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there are some places where that's not the case.
Sinport.
Same unison. Would So then my next question to you, Chris, would I, as a connoisseur of magic, be able to, well, like, if I wanted to try to disguise my casting of, like, detect thoughts by, like, doing a cantrip, like, pretending like I'm doing something with Tony and doing a quick cantrip, and then as I was finishing casting that cantrip, cast a...
It's going to be a high DC, but it's doable. Yes, with a good enough deception, which is a skill you are pretty good at, last I checked.
Okay, cool.
What's your minimum on deception?
23, I think.
Yeah. I just wanted to know if it's an option.
You basically need to roll a 12 or higher on the die, depending on, well, I'd say 12 or higher, what level is detect thoughts? Second?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it's second.
So I'd actually say a 13 or higher on the die, for a second level spell. So basically the DC would increase by one per spell level. But so I'd say 25 for first level spells and cantrips, and then plus one for every level.
Cool. That makes sense.
Just to give you a good idea of what you're getting into.
Thank you. And so I guess my other thing is, how, like, if I'm, when I'm casting detect thoughts, how obvious is it that that's what I'm doing? Like, is it...
So the person who saw you casting it would have to roll an arcana check.
Okay.
To know. Okay. So, if they're not a magic user, they're almost certainly not going to know.
Okay.
If they're a wizard or a sorcerer or an artificer, there's a better chance that they'll know what you're doing.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Very least, like, the easiest thing for them to suss out would be the school, and then the higher they get, the more specifics about the spell they would get. Same rules for you guys if you're trying to guess what somebody else is casting.
Okay. So theoretically, if I tried to do the, like, cantrip-y thing into the detect thoughts, if I rolled poorly on that...
On your performance or deception or anything.
Yeah, and someone noticed that I was casting, they could just be like, oh, she's casting, or they could be like, oh, she's casting something.
Yeah, so, let's say it's a Rube in Rubeville, and they see you casting, they're going to be like... Well, nothing exploded, so it's probably nothing that affects us. Well, yeah, if they're wearing a pointy hat and robes.
Yeah.
They probably will have an idea.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
That's awesome.
All right, so, so you all make your way to this rough and tumble part of town. What sort of shenanigans do you want to get up to in this exciting part of town?
Is there street drinking?
Oh, yeah.
Get drinks for everybody.
Easy.
Every single guard knows our faces. We may as well just have fun.
Yeah.
Like, if every single guard in this town knows who we are, we're going to be noticed if we're missed.
And so I'll say, if you're passive perceptions, one thing you notice as you come into this part of town, that all the alleyways are just filled with, like, broken shards of pottery. And you very quickly realize why. Is when you go to buy your street drinks, they hand them to you in a little, just a little clay pot.
So people just throw them in the alley.
Well, you can get refills. So it's like a silver piece for the first one, and a copper piece for every refill. Mm. But when people are done with them, they usually just chuck them in. Chuck them in an alley.
Okay. Is there like not a reasonable amount of guards, but are there guards every once in a while?
The guard patrols here are lower than in other parts of town, but you see the occasional one go
They
through.
Still exist here. It's not lawlessness.
It's not lawlessness, no.
More like, let them do what they want. This is their
area. As long as they keep it in this part of town.
Keep it in the play area.
And in fact, I'll say, with your passives or perception/survival, you did notice that, like, a regular number of guards... And then kind of like on the edge of this, there was like maybe more guards, and then less guards inside of it. So
that's funny.
Yeah.
Well, I get everybody street drinks then.
The bar part of you definitely picks up on all of that very quickly.
No.
Actually, I say it's a passive crime check.
Hey, there you go. Passive crime perception.
Yeah.
Blah. Do we want to see if we can find me a fight first?
Sure.
I like to kick somebody's ass.
Should we put something up in the sky and invite people to come on?
I don't think we're quite famous enough yet for that to work here.
Oh, you don't need to be famous. Just be like, hey, if you want to fight, come over this place.
Do you think we could become famous in this one night for a completely unrelated
God damn it, we can try!
Be fun if people are like, god damn, I wonder who this whole festival is for, and then they see like RS
pop up arena fight.
That's hilarious. Do I see other adventurers here?
Rolling perception check.
Because the plan I have is not going to work if there's a bunch of adventurers. Perception?
Mm-hmm.
Dirty 20.
Not that you can see yet, though the night's still young. Though you do see something interesting. In one of the buildings, they have people cheering on a fight. And it's between two Goliaths that are just, like, very large. So imagine sumo, but if it was done by just Goliaths.
Oh, boy. Mm. That's crazy.
And they're basically trying to push each other out of the ring. Mm.
You're just really standing up. You do this and it stays up. Sorry.
He's got hair of the angels. It defies gravity.
Not light enough to fall back down. Not heavy enough to fall back down. My ever-thinning hair of the angels. So that is something that might interest you until maybe some other adventurers show up.
No. Well, because... No, that's stupid.
Say it.
No, it's dumb. I don't like it. I thought about it. It was funny for a half second. I was like, nah, I don't want to do that.
All right, so you all are drinking. You see, like, yeah, gambling halls where people are, like, playing tile games, and you see people that are, like, you know, roulette wheels and things of that nature.
I do like to gamble.
Yeah, you want to gamble?
You see some bars.
Yeah.
You see some places that have red lanterns outside and people of varying genders that are trying to entice people inside for some relaxation.
Ooh, bits!
I think I'll just find... So it's like a fighting ring? Like an established fighting ring? Okay, let's start there.
Yeah.
I want to go fight somebody.
Okay.
My other idea was just to start punching people, and I was like, that's not a great idea.
That's not nice.
I was going to minor illusion a neon sign that said, want to fight?
I mean, that sounds really funny, too, actually. Let's do that instead.
But I want to bet on you and make money.
Yeah, all right, let's go in and you guys can get some betting on.
All right, so you're going to go into the Goliath fighting area?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you go
Wait,
in.
Is it just Goliaths?
Right now in the ring, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you hear the crowd cheering as they are pushing back and forth, throwing some punches in there, trying to gain ground on one another before one of them finally, with a mighty roar, picks them up and then it just shoves them over the edge, and several people dive to the side to avoid this giant man falling on the ground on top of them. And then the crowd cheers wildly as the... champion raises his two fists in the air, sweat just pouring off of him as he leaves the ring, and you see him collect a giant sack of what looks to be coins, and he goes back into the corner.
All right, well, I'll find whoever's in charge of setting these up.
Do you want to take a potion before you fight?
Oh, I don't need to, and I hold a stone in my hand and crush it into dust, and I go to find the person who is in charge.
You look around and you find a gold-scaled kobold that's kind of holding court in one of the corners.
Oh, no!
Are you still with us, Leanne?
I am. My wife's really bad right now.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to see if I can...
decrease. Anti-video.
Anti-video.
Anti-video. Alright. Can you still hear us, though?
I can hear you guys, yes.
Oh, okay. Good.
Alright, so yeah, you see a well-dressed gold kobold holding court in the corner. You talking to him, but he definitely appears to be the person in charge here.
So... I have to take a long rest before I can change my disguises, my base disguises. Damn. Okay. So I won't do anything about that because I'm not going to be Taika here.
What else do you have in the chamber?
Wait, does... Because the guards don't... If the goal is to somehow get famous before the end of the week, then I need to stay Bentley.
Okay.
Right? Because that's kind of the goal.
Oh, actually, the guards, they didn't recognize you. They recognized you three.
Because they only know me as Taika.
They only know you as Taika, yeah.
All right, so as we're, as we, like, hit an alley, I'll kind of duck in a little bit, and I'll be Taika, so I look like myself. So I look like less like a leaf in the wind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would have been good.
It would have been funny, but I like looking strong too.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll approach him. Is there a buy-in, or can I just start punching people?
He says, "Well, one second, let me talk to this newcomer." Hey, kind of sizes you up. Adventurer type, huh?
Yep.
Visiting our city, want to make a name for yourself in the ring.
Sure.
Yeah, I see 100 of you. Mm. I see 100 of you lose.
You've only ever seen one of me. Who am I fighting first?
He says, well, roll me a intimidation check.
Okay. Oh, boss.
You got your coin.
Yeah. My intimidation's great, though. That's a 14. Can I get a flash of genius?
When did your intimidation get so high?
Oh, last time we leveled up. I'm a plus 9 now, bitches. I took expertise in it. Because that'll put me at a 17.
Yes, you...
Do I feel like a 17 will do it?
Yes, you can get a flash of genius.
Flash of genius is 17?
Yeah.
Because
if that doesn't seem to do it, I'll use my coin.
No, that seems to do it enough.
Okay.
he says, got a big shot needs to be knocked down a peg, I see.
That's what you think.
Huh. Okay. Let's see what you got. He says, Champ hasn't had a fight yet tonight, and, she gets real itchy if she does night without fighting.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Could it
she
be?
She said she just got in town, though.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Champ?
Bunko.
Bunko?
B-O-N-K-O.
B-O-N?
B-U-N, sorry.
B-U-N.
K-O. Yeah, here's how it works. We do a little fight. If you win, you get the money, half the money that was bet on the Bunko.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose, you get nothing.
Okay.
Bunko's never lost.
We'll see.
Okay.
Oh, no.
He looks at the three of you and he says, "We got a real masochist here."
Is it the Goliath? No, he said that she hadn't had a fight. Where's she at?
She'll be out in just a moment. Don't you worry.
I'm unimpressed.
And where do we make bets?
He says, "Not with me. I my hands are clean, you see." he points over to like a betting counter.
Okay.
All right, so you're going to go place some bets. How much are you betting? Write this down.
I have no idea.
I
just rolled a 5, so I don't know, man. Let's do them all. What are we feeling, boys and ghouls?
500 gold?
Oh, damn, bitch. We are rich.
I know, I'm like, I want to risk it, because if we lose, it's 500
it's
gold.
Route,
but if we win...
It's good money.
Yeah. Plus, I have confidence in you.
All right.
We'll see what the dice say.
And so they just do even odds and newcomers, so you're betting 500 gold. And if you win, you'll get back 1,000.
Okay.
So take 500 gold off your gold piece total. Tony?
I'm going to do 500 on Taika. 500 gold. And then I also want to do another 250 on the other person. Just for fun.
All right. So,
is that allowed?
Yeah, because it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if...
Why would they have a rule about that? Because no one's ever fucking done it before.
I don't actually understand how betting works.
Well,
so, if
Taika wins, but... I'll make more than I gave.
So if Taika wins, you'll make 250 gold pieces total.
Right.
If Bunko wins, you lose 250 gold pieces.
But at least I don't lose 700.
You won't lose 500, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're hedging your bets.
Yeah.
Okay. So take 750 gold pieces off of your gold piece total.
Okay.
Shims, are you Gonna place a bet.
I'm betting 1,000 gold.
Oh, damn.
Ooh. On Taika?
I super believe in you. But also, I do want to ask if I can cast, like, guidance or haste or something. Just for vibes. Like, it's okay if I don't. I'm still gonna bet 1,000, but it's like, you know.
Who are you asking, and how are you asking it?
Were you asking permission of someone?
I'm asking.
Who? Me?
Oh no, I was just asking you. I imagine it's not allowed to have your friend cast like an aid spell or something. I'm not assuming that that's.
Do I get a vibe?
Only if they can tell.
You definitely get the vibe, but anything you can get away with, you can get away with. That makes sense.
Okay.
Potions?
Yeah, I mean, I have a potion. I might take a potion. Yeah, I'm going to use my potion of stone giant strength.
Ooh.
Take that on the DL.
Okay.
So my strength score is now 26.
Mm. Taika, would you like to bet on yourself? Not only is it allowed, but it's encouraged.
That's funny. Sure. Just because it's funny, and I'm not saving up for anything right now, I'm going to put down 500 platinum.
Whoa!
So 5,000.
It's hilarious. This is like the 15-year-old joke. Like, I'm going to regret it a little bit if I lose, but it's going to be hilarious either way. Because in D&D, money isn't real.
True.
We get to live out our having money to burn fantasy.
Yep. Hope I don't regret this.
You kill it.
Alright, so your bets are placed. The kobold says, alright, hop in the ring, and then Bunko will make her entrance.
It's weird. Do you want to work the crowd while we're doing bets and stuff and see if you can figure out who Bunko is?
Sure.
Roll me a persuasion check.
I'd love to not be surprised by whatever the fuck this is.
Natural 20.
Nice.
For 33.
Nice.
So Bunko is something that you haven't heard before, something called a Vidalkin.
Vidalkin.
And apparently she has four arms and is jacked as shit.
Is it macho? The Pokemon with four arms. You know what I'm talking about? Clan, you still there?
Yeah, same heel.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, you were cutting out, so I thought it might be easier if I turned off my camera. I'm sorry, I don't know why this is happening.
No worries.
It's okay.
People are probably just waking up and taking up the bandwidth.
Yeah.
I can't stop reading those.
Mm-hmm. Let me help.
Well, this one isn't buff, but this will give you an idea of what they look like. Just a second.
I actually played a Vidalkin once in a very short campaign.
Mm, that's cool.
Yeah, not all of them have four arms, but some of them do.
Oh, creepy.
Yeah.
Gross and creepy.
So almost like a, was it Ganesh? Which, there's a one of the Hindu gods.
Mm-hmm. Ganesh, yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, so you hop in the ring?
Mm-hmm.
Before we get started, I just want to say I'm going to be obviously cheering you on, mm-hmm. but I'm going to be looking like in the crowd to see if anyone's up to anything suspicious or if anyone's trying to like affect things. I feel like this girl's a fucking badass, so they won't. But
can I decide before I go in there, like how obvious would it be if Shims cast haste on me? In the crowd and the hooting and hollering, the hoot nanny.
I'd say it should have advantage on her deception check to hide it.
Nice.
I mean, you could also sneak into, like, a bathroom or something.
Baller.
Yeah. I'll take a haste. Just in case. Because I did put down 5,000 gold for this. Because I'm a troll in my own life.
All right. So, you hop in the ring a little quicker, a little more alacrity. You know all that haste does?
Two actions, double movement.
I think it's like plus 2 AC.
Plus 2 AC, yeah.
All right, so you hop in the ring.
An advantage on dexterity saving throws.
Nice.
And the crowd starts chanting, Bunko, Bunko, Bunko.
Taiga.
Roll me a performance with a disadvantage. Try to sway it.
I rolled not great on either. Performance, you said?
Is that one of your minimum skills?
No. I know how to add 14.
You got like one person next to you that kind of go to Taiga with you. But you also think they're drunk and flirting with you. So they're just vibing.
I'll flirt back.
They're vibing.
I'm going to turn on my bazinga.
And this is bare knuckle, right? It's not like fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
yeah,
no,
yeah, I didn't think so.
And so the little gold kobold slides into the ring very familiarly, as if they do it every night 100 times.
Hey, Bunko.
Oh, I'm not Bunko. You wish I was Bunko.
I know.
And you say, my name's Katsu, but it's a pleasure.
Katsu. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. All right, you pack of animals, settle down. We got ourselves here another adventurer from out of town who thinks they can defeat our beloved Bunko. What do we say to that? And everyone goes, boo.
I do start laughing because I hear Tony boo.
Well, it's time for the out-of-towner to get the Bunko special. And everyone starts cheering. Bunko,
Bunko, Bunko, Bunko.
And yeah, this it's like just this skinny, four-armed blue person. She's topless, just wearing like a pair of like kind of like what do you call those? Just like the briefs, but like the wrapped briefs. I don't know what you call those.
Looks like a diaper.
Like boy shorts.
Yeah, looks like a diaper.
Oh no, you're talking about boy shorts?
No, no, it looks kind
of
like
the
a
sumo stuff.
Sumo kind
okay,
of yeah,
yeah
diaper.
Yeah. I have no
thing.
Idea what it's called.
I don't know what it's called either. And she just slides into the ring like she's toothpick skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Does my bazinga show anything?
No.
No.
They go hit bits.
Mm-hmm. What's my modifier with a 26?
26?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Strength.
That would be plus 8.
Plus 8? I know.
And Bunko takes a pair of her arms and just waves to the crowd. It's a little disconcerting, the forearms.
Hmm?
The
forearms?
The forearms.
That's it.
Our
it's like, what's arming. Going on with their forearms?
So she gets in there. She does like a wave to the crowd. And then she says, "You all ready for this?" And with that, she just looks at you and she says, "If it lasts more than 2 rounds, I'll buy you one.
Maybe you'll buy me 3.
She just goes, "Bunko Rage!" And as she says that, just muscles just like just all of four of her arms just sprout. And she goes from what you'd guess it looks like a 10 strength to maybe like a 26 strength. And she just clenches her teeth and flexes.
And Tony's just gonna go, "Yeah!"
And then let's roll some initiative here.
Hey, come on, dice.
My coin is here for you.
And Katsu says, first one out of the ring loses, or the first one unconscious? No weapons, but otherwise, anything goes.
Nah, it'll probably be fine. I got a 7. There's only 2 of us. It's not like I'm going to have to wait long for my turn to start.
All right, what'd you get?
7.
All right, she got an 11.
I mean, well matched at this point.
All right, so she is going to put on a show, so she's not going to try to throw you out right away.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Instead, she is just going to throw some attacks at you.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Oofada!
And a AC 25.
Oh, yeah. AC is 18.
All right, that was with her
plus two AC.
It's 18.
Oh, okay. That was with her first set of arms, and her second arms take their attacks.
Oh. So wait, she's getting four attacks around?
Yes.
Okay.
Because of her arms.
Okay. I'm getting three. So.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I'm getting four too. Because right. You get an extra attack action, and I have two attacks.
Oh yeah.
So we're.
Yeah, it's pretty well managed.
She's gonna come up against something she doesn't expect.
28 and a 16. So 16,
16 misses
because of the haste.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Thanks, Shim.
Yay.
All right, so that's three hits. Roll me a constitution save.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
oh, you guys
this is early to be failing this bad.
You're not blurry anymore.
I'm just gonna see what she's doing here. So I'm at a five for that. So I fail that. Let's see how bad
you
this is.
You may want to use a coin.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go.
Some little friendly advice.
Hopefully my dice stop being little bitches.
Well, you have our coins, too.
So that's an 18.
Mine right here.
Okay, so you just succeed.
Stun.
I got two flashes of genius left, if you want to use them.
Cool.
Flash.
One second, I gotta do math. Math is hard. I am that Barbie from the 90s. Uh, 55 points of damage. Bludgeoning damage.
Okay. But I take half because of my...
Metal skin.
Metal skin.
Hell yes.
So that's 27?
27.
Okay.
And she just loud clangs as she says, Coward's wearing armor!
Oh, I take off my breastplate. Looks fine. Was that supposed to hurt?
It's your turn.
And I'm gonna and turn my fists into.
Load your fists.
I know.
Henry Cavill.
I mean, I have it ready on here, but it says Crimson Rite Weapon. If my weapon is my fists, can I put it on my hands?
Of course you can.
Fuck yeah. So I'm going to do that, and I'm going to pull lightning between my fists as a bonus action, and then I'm going to hit the shit out of her with a plus 12 to hit, not rolling with advantage.
She's just going crazy
so
in the fucking
25
stance or whatever
to hit.
The fuck.
We'll hit.
Okay.
25 hits.
Dirty 20.
We'll hit.
Okay. Ooh, that one might not. 18?
We'll miss.
Okay. Okay, that's another dirty 20.
What?
Huh?
Yeah, so three hits.
Three hits. So, how am I just doing bludgeoning damage?
Yes, it's just your strength score damage.
So.
Plus whatever you get from your strength score.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Oh, one plus your strength score, I think, so.
Just one plus?
Yeah. Unless you're trained with unarmed fighting, it's so.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So it's just 8 plus 1, so 9 times 3, 27, plus 3d8.
Okay.
What number did I just say?
27.
29.
Oh, wait, hold on.
No?
What's your strength score is plus 8?
Uh-huh.
So it's 9 per hit, yeah.
So 9 times 3.
Okay.
27.
Mm-hmm.
29. 34. 38 points of damage.
Nice. A solid hit back.
Yeah. And she doesn't take half damage, does she?
She does not. Ooh. But she also has almost twice as many hit points as you.
Ooh! Twice?
She's at 197.
Oh my god.
Knock her out. Get her out of the ring, maybe. Try something to get her out.
Is this some pushing? Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Do you have anything fancy that you can, like...
Not really. I'm just a... I'm just a hitter. You know what, though? No action, brand of castigation. I always know her direction. If she damages me, she's going to be taking some psychic damage.
Mm-hmm.
If she has an illusion or invisibility, it ends, and she can't benefit from those.
Mm-hmm.
If she tries to use illusions or anything, she has to make a save.
Wait, she does have resistance to... Sorry, she does have resistance to damage.
Wait, which one?
Bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing.
Well, a whole bunch of that was lightning.
Oh, that's a good point. So the lightning damage would go through.
So it's 27, was 38, so 11 points of lightning.
Okay, so...
27 points of bludgeoning.
So that would be halved. So that would be... she'll get 14 hit points back.
Okay. Sucks.
Barbarians, what are you going to do?
Yeah, fair enough. Barbarians. Yeah, okay. That's it.
All right. As the crowd gets a little more of a show than they expected, they start cheering and screaming, and
I play it up and walk slowly around the ring while I wait for her to hit me again.
I like that this has become a professional wrestling match. I'm gonna grab a steel chair. She says, "Oh, you can throw a punch, I'll give you that." And so she's going to do some more attacks on you.
Mm-hmm.
Less good of a roll this time. So.
She's hot out the gate.
Haste saves you for the first round. With a 16 and 17 total.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It's better for me this time around. So that's a 27 and a 30.
Jesus. 30, goddamn.
Oh, God.
It's well within reason that I could roll a 30, though, so it's not that crazy. Oh, we got a plus 12.
So that's 27 points of bludgeoning damage for you, so halved, so 13 points.
Minus 13. Okay.
And once again, she's hitting metal,
mm-hmm.
and she's just like, "You're still wearing armor, coward."
Isn't your whole being armor, what's the whole rage thing? Pop, pop. And I hit her again.
Mm-hmm.
This time I'm going to use... Because they said anything goes, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to use Rune of the Marked, and I'm going to put my hand up and pull a pair of antlers spectrally away from her head so that I get advantage
mm-hmm.
on all of my hits. Oh, and I take damage for that. Don't forget that part. 3 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
Minus...
How much damage did she take for hitting you?
Oh, yes. She takes my modifier, so each hit is 3 points of damage that she takes. Psychic. I hit her 3 times. No, she hit me twice.
For her hitting
you. Duh. Yeah. So I get advantage on all my attacks this round.
Okay, one's a 22.
Come on, advantage. Another 22. Fuck you guys. Oh, yeah. That's a... 20, 31. Right? 19 plus 12, 31. 31
yeah.
yeah. And then, come on, let this be the next 20. Yeah! 4 hits and a crit, bitches! So wait, does that double my bludgeoning damage?
You know, technically, I don't think it does, but I'm going to say for the purposes of this fight, sure.
Yeah, she's resistant anyway.
Just don't quote me on it
later. Fair enough. So 9 times 5 is...
45.
45 plus...
And so that'll be half for her, so that'll be 20.
Okay, and then I did 4 hits, but one was a crit, so I need 5d4s. Can I steal... Or D8. D8? Yeah, can I steal a D8 from you?
Yeah. I'm like, I can't find anything. Oh, it's literally the closest one. I was like, I can't find it.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, there's some ones in there.
Aww.
So that's 10, 19. Yeah, 19 points of lightning damage. Thank you.
Is this one that rolled a 1?
It did roll a 1.
Was it this?
I don't know. Pretty sure it was a 1. It was that one, because it matched this one. Okay. Yeah, it was a 1.
That 7 looks like a 1 sometimes, so I just wanted to make sure.
So you pull them. So what's it look like? What sort of visual effects?
Well, pulling away the antlers, mm-hmm. I feel like on my offhand, I use the antlers mm-hmm. like a Brass knuckles.
Yeah. When that happens, the crowd goes, ooh, and then you hit with it, they go, oh. It's all in unison.
I think since it's advantage, it does just turn into spectral antral, spectral antler brass knuckles type of things, and that's what I'm hitting with, because it's a little more stabby.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. And then the extra is, and then the extra kind of damage is...
It's lightning. So I just did that, and so it's just lightning sparking off my hands.
Awesome. She says, would you like to see Bunko smash her into the ground? And the crowd goes,
yeah!
Alright, so this is going to be, she's going to try to pick you up and, like, throw you onto the ground. Not the outside of the ring, but just the inside of the ring.
This is a grapple for her to pick me up,
yes,
right?
Yes, so okay. You get to roll your athletics or acrobatics, your choice.
You did well.
Ooh. Right. Technically, I'm counting it as a trip attack. But...
Do you want a coin or a flash?
And this is a... Wait, what did I get to roll?
Athletics or acrobatics? Your choice.
Oh, and don't forget you get...
acrobatics? Do I get advantage on that because of dex?
That's just saves. Advantage on dex
okay.
saves.
Yeah, okay. So... I'll take a coin if someone wants to offer it. A four is rough.
Yeah,
for that.
Alright.
Because it would only be an eight. Alright. Okay, so that's an 18 with athletics.
She hit your DC, which means attacker wins. She had an 18 exactly.
Meets it, beats it.
Yep. So she picks you up with coin. Picks you up with two of the hands, holds you in the air, kind of like waves you around to the crowd. And with the other two hands, she just grabs you and slams you into the ground, making essentially two attacks.
So she's only getting two attacks this round.
Yeah. She's a showman at heart. Uh-huh.
For flavor.
And then we're doing a little flavorful fighting here.
The greatest showman.
Before she tries to throw you out of the ring and end it. She wants to make sure that people get their, not their money's worth, because nobody's paying to be here, but their betting money's worth.
They're not? I paid somebody.
Can I try, because she obviously talked about it, can I position myself so I'm close enough to her that it's, not like I'm not defending myself, but I want to get her closer to the edge of the ring. Just doing some tactics here, trying to set myself up.
I'll say yes, but it'll also put you closer to the edge of the ring.
Okay. We'll see.
So it's going to lower the difficulty for both of you.
Okay.
And so for the two attacks, one definitely misses. The other one's a 29. So.
Oh yeah.
And so that is only going to be 12 points halved to 6 for you.
Nice. Okay, cool. Okay.
And the crowd cheers. They go, Bunko, Bunko.
Fuck off, fuck off.
Fuck off, fuck off. So I'll get up and I'll swipe across her again to pull up the antlers, taking 2 points of damage.
Oh, yeah, she took 3 points for hitting.
Yeah, she took some damage. So I have advantage. And I will, because I can use shove attacks, right?
Yeah.
Just trying to shove her out of the ring. So yeah, first attack, I'm going to try and shove her.
So this will be your athletics versus her athletics.
But it's considered an attack.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I can roll with 2.
Yeah.
Okay. Balls. Probably won't make that one. It's an 18.
Do you want a flare? Or no, I can't flash an attack, but I can give you a coin.
That's fine. No, well, I got 4 attacks. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Because there's every chance she rolls low. You don't have to roll high. You just have to roll higher than him.
It's 21.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. Second, shove to get her out of the ring. Oh, gosh. That's only a 15, sadly.
All right. So she just needs a 5 or higher.
26, yeah. Yeah, okay. Wait! My athletics would go up.
Yes, it'd go up by
another
3.
4.
It'd be, yeah, it'd be plus 8.
So that first one...
Was... What did I get? An 18?
On...
Yeah, the first one. And she had a...
21.
That
would have been.
I would have gotten it on the first one.
Yeah, she also wouldn't have been able to throw you to the ground, but we'll just say.
Oh, technically, yeah, because I haven't been. I need to make a note of that. So my athletics is plus eight.
Your strength's plus eight, plus your proficiency for athletics.
Athletics is not a skill I have. So it's just plus eight, yeah. Okay, I will note that. So my first attack actually gets her moved.
Yeah, it shoves her back.
Okay, so...
Into the ropes.
All right, so my second attack is actually a 19, but she got a 26?
Yeah, 26
now. Okay. Third attack.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. 16 plus 8,
24.
Right?
14 or higher. 14 exactly.
All right. Here it is. You can't flash. You can't flash an attack. Right. Okay. Third attack. Come on.
Well, that was your third attack.
Fourth attack. My last attack.
Come on.
I'm avoiding doing a Lou Wilson here. Don't do it. So 14 plus 8? 22.
All right, she needs to roll a 13 or higher on the die. That's a 15.
Fuck! No attacks, no damage that turn. Sucks! All right, I'm probably going to lose this our money.
Funko's like, your spirit. There is a spirit.
Ugh. I have a coin if you ever.
She's still going to buy you drinks, though, because you lasted two rounds.
I did last more than two rounds. Do I want to take a coin for that?
Why not? What else are we using for?
Right? Because I rolled a 14 on that one.
Yep, and so you would need to roll a 16 or better.
Which isn't that bad.
You want to try it?
Yeah, let's try it. Because I feel like this is the last chance I've got. Because I feel like next round she's probably got me with all of her attacks. That's probably it.
Come on.
19!
So yeah, there's just a moment of false confidence where she thinks that, like, she has... She thinks that she's got you and that you've failed, but in a stunning sort of juke on your part, you give a half push. She thinks she's done, lets her guard down for just a second, and you're able to grab her and throw her out of the ring.
Yes,
I love how happy this is making you.
I love combat.
And some of the rest of the crowd have to very quickly, like, get out of the way. She falls on the ground.
And I'm going to... I imagine everybody... Do they all go silent, or do they all start yelling?
Everyone starts cheering.
Die, go!
And roll me just a quick persuasion.
That's hilarious.
I think that's a 20. Oh, no. That's a 24.
Oh, yeah. So the crowd starts cheering. Die, go.
Nice.
I knew you'd win.
You did know I'd win.
The arena, like, because everyone other than us has been betting on Bunko.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think I'm about to make a shit ton of money, right? Like a shit fucking ton of money.
All right, so Katsu rolls into the ring. It says, ladies and gentlemen, it's unbelievable. But Bunko has been defeated! And the crowd just starts yelling, go, 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 go. And Bunko gets up from the ground and just looks up at you in the stage and narrows her eyes. And then all of her muscles deflate.
Does she look mad?
No.
No,
she just, it's a weird look.
She's not mad, she's disappointed.
She looks at you with respect for you and kind of, like, disappointment in herself, but also intrigue, because nobody's challenged her like this in a long time.
Nice. Guess I'll get you a drink.
She said you could afford to buy one.
I sure can.
And Bunko goes up into the ring, grabs you and just lifts you into the air. As people start chanting your name even louder.
That's weird. Okay.
She's a good sport. I like
her. I tap out. I don't want that.
And then she lets you back down on the ground, and then you guys go and get a drink together.
Yeah. I also want to know how much money I won.
All right, so first of all, the bookie comes over and says, well, you're the only people that bet on Taiga, so here you go.
We're just smart.
And they give 1,000 gold pieces to you, Inari. 1,000 gold pieces to you, Tony. 2,000 gold pieces to you, Shims. And then 1,000 platinum pieces.
Yeah!
Wow.
Oh, yeah!
For your fucking
10,000 gold!
Holy shit.
Yeah. Double the money!
Bit more on
I really thought she was going to get you that round, too. That's a good coin, Jarrett. Good coin.
Yeah! And then I get half of what people bet on her?
Yes.
Okay. Is that more money than the 10 grand I just made myself?
No, it's significantly less.
Okay, I was going to say.
You guys are rich adventurers. Most people are betting like coppers and silvers and things like that. But Katsu comes over with a little sack of gold and sets it on the table.
Okay.
It's about... let us see.
Let us.
Let the dice decide.
Let us see. Like a sandwich.
There is 303 gold pieces.
Nice.
In the bag.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
Fair is fair.
You said 303, right?
Yeah.
How much is 1,000 platinum in gold?
$10,000!
I'm just saying.
It's pretty great. Now I can afford whatever it was that woman was trying to sell us earlier today. I don't even remember. I know it cost 40,000 gold, though.
The cock ring?
I'm so sorry I brought it back up.
I wasn't what she was trying to sell you for 40,000.
I know. I was just kidding.
The cock ring? I had wiped that conversation from my memory, but here it is, back to greet me.
I'm sorry. No, I am who I am.
It's funny that I forgot it so thoroughly.
It's like your brain was doing you a little favor.
Little mercy there, yeah.
He says, normally whenever the adventurers come in here, we make it's where we make most of our money for the year, you know.
Not today.
They always come in betting on themselves something big, like 1,000 gold pieces, 5,000 gold pieces. You know, and mostly what we're doing is table scraps. These people are betting silver and gold, and, you know, the odds on Bunko winning are pretty high, so they don't get that much back. But, it's usually the lower ring fights that we get our money on, but... And then, you know, fleecing people like you. But hey, you did it. I'm surprised.
Not a fleece today.
Surprised you did it. So, fair's fair.
You should let everybody know the horn and claw is in Mishima.
Is that supposed to mean something?
It will.
Oh, okay. You all famous or something?
Little. What's the stare?
She's being
we
honest.
We are, though.
We're getting famous everywhere we go.
But, you know, though, I did win a, you know, maybe we lost. Oh, boy, how should we lose on you guys? He says, oh, God, 13,500 gold pieces? He sits down for a second and wipes his brow.
Should we take this guy out for a drink?
hopefully if you're famous, that'll mean some more adventure types will come here and we can earn that back. I can go talk to my betties about why they're letting them take 5,000. Well, normally it's not that bad, but oh, it's so much money.
Just making up for all those years where you made all that money.
Nobody's beat Bunko before.
But they've given you 5,000 gold, at least semi-frequently, that you mentioned it.
Shouldn't have bought that new boat.
You know, they say there's the best 2 days of boat ownership are the day you buy it and the day you sell it. So, I'm about to have a good day coming up. Well, you fuckers, I'd say drinks are on me, but no, pay for those goddamn drinks. My shaw is shutting down, you fuckers. Alright, well, have fun, don't come back. Or come back and bet, but just no more in the ring.
That sucks.
We hit the points that Tony's like, what? Is he going to beat Bunko too?
I could.
Nah.
Is magic allowed?
No weapons, but anything goes.
Oh.
Yeah. Magic. It would be hard to kill them with a
suggestion.
That would be, if you could make them fail that.
I was thinking vortex warp.
Oh yeah!
I was like, hey, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
There's no way.
That's hilarious. I think we've worn out our welcome on any sort of fighting.
I'm really glad we did this though, because if we had done this after the festival, like everyone would be like. It would have gone down.
Would have
this
been
is the last possible time you had to do this. So.
Because we're going to be famous.
Yeah.
All right. So.
And it'll make it better when people are like, hey. All
right. So, people come up and slap you on the back a whole bunch. There's a lot of people. They're like, I can't believe you beat Bunko. Wow. No one ever beats Bunko. Some people have you sign stuff.
That's weird.
Like, I just want to have you sign it so that, you know, it's a memory of this evening.
All these, in our heads, I say, all these people could potentially lose their goddamn minds at the end of the week. Because we're going to be, like, heroes of the realm to this town. I do it gladly, with the knowledge and glee that these people are going to shit their pants, possibly. Like, even the slightly religious could be here, and they would be the ones who'd be like, oh.
Nice, I love it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not wrong in this,
no,
right?
Not.
I'd do it. I sign shit.
Why not?
All right. So you glad hand, you sign some stuff, you know.
I buy drinks for the whole bar.
Some people ask if they can pose for a quick sketch with you.
That's funny. Cool.
All right. So what do you fun. What do you all do after here? So eventually, like, more fights start, people start to kind of fade out. And,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You hear people still talking about you, but you eventually lose the focus of the people as new shinier things happen.
Yeah.
So what do you all do?
I think I'm going to stumble back to the house. I think I.
You think so?
That was enough excitement.
Mm-hmm. That was really exciting.
That was exciting.
Unless you guys wanted to do something else. I thought that was enough mischief.
I didn't know if you guys wanted to gamble or anything.
My mischief quotient. We're going to be here for a while.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Did already gamble. Cool, yeah, I'm good with it.
I'll go to What's-His-Face's house. Yes.
All right. The rest of you stumble back to the guest house. Anari, you just keep going. Find your way to a very nice-looking manor. Not as nice as the guest house that you're in. But there's definitely, like, gates.
House.
There's definitely gates. You have to, like, ring a bell and somebody has to come down. And as you come down, the little servant says, yes, can I help you?
I'm here to see Hitoshi.
Oh, yeah, so you said somebody might stop by.
Very confident.
He'll be very excited to see you, no doubt.
I'm sure he will.
Shall I let you in?
Yeah.
Did he tell his butler that this was going to be a booty call?
I think you have to.
Yeah,
you
assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he leads you up the steps, not to the main house, but to a little guest house in the back. Not an actual guest house, not the guest house sort of thing that you're staying in.
Is this where he brings his mark?
I was
going to
say,
or
is this like a...
It's for booty. I'm
yeah.
Sure.
No, he's basically Cato Kaelin. This is where he lives.
He lives on his parents' property.
Okay.
But in a smaller house, it's not in their house.
Okay.
Oh, I thought that was like...
This is where he brings his booty calls?
That's
yeah.
what I was thinking too, but...
The butler knocks in the door and... you see the Hitoshi answers. Oh, yes, come on in.
Hi.
Just preparing a nightcap, would you like one?
Sure. This is nice.
It is actually, you know, for like, it's like a well-furnished little, like, two-bedroom beach house. Yeah.
Or pool house.
Pool house, yeah, basically. you know, so it's still nicer than, like, a lot of places you stay, but it's still, like, you can definitely tell this is, like, a guy living with his parents
in the pool house.
Like,
not being like, nah, but like poking at that just to be like, oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
It drives him wild. It's mad with desire. So here's the question. Do you just need them all night or do you seal the deal?
I'll seal the deal.
All right.
But I'll go home.
You don't stay.
No. He's got a more comfortable bed with you.
Yeah. Right?
Tony and I spent time picking out our beds.
This is like a glorified futon, and you're just like, my back's bad, it deserves better than
that. Yeah. My body requires care.
Plus, you've been on the road for months, so...
Though, I'm going to roll just to see how enjoyable the evening is. His total is a 23, so not a bad day.
Yeah.
And you make it back to the guest house.
Wait, what modifier do you use for that?
Persuasion
modifier. Dexterity plus he's proficient, so.
That broke you!
Plus he's proficient.
You rolled a 19 on the die.
Ooh, alright.
Nice.
That's hilarious. Alright, so you make it back to the guest house and you all get a nice rest in your very comfortable bed.
Yes.
I can't wait to sleep here for a couple days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you wake up the next morning to the smell of coffee and fresh baked pastries and breakfast foods. It's the 15th of Lean. It is Moon's Day. As you come downstairs, Abe says, good morning, everybody. We've made some breakfast for you. The queen has sent over the itinerary of festivities for the festival, which starts today.
Nice. What does that look like?
So, the queen, there's a little envelope that's sealed with the royal seal. You guys crack it open. And inside is the 7-day schedule. Today is, which will start this afternoon, is the announcement of heroics and the grand parade.
What? we make eye contact and just start laughing, I guess. This is a lot more than I anticipated it'd be.
And then there will be... of the next 6 days, there'll be 4 days that were specifically selected to highlight each of your own skills based on what they've figured out about you.
What?
The second day, Anari will be the featured guest. It'll be the Day of Song. Well, people will write songs, and there'll be song singing competitions, and you'll be the judge. The third day will be the Day of Magic, in which wizards and sorcerers will compete at magical games. And Tony, you can either judge or participate. The fourth day will be the individual melee fight for Taika. The fifth day will be the the 24-hour Artificers competition, where Artificers have 24 hours to make the most impressive magical item from start to finish. No pre-existing work is allowed. They have to start from scratch, and only have 24 hours to make the item that impresses you, Shims, the most.
That's
24-hour magic item contest?
Yeah, Artificers competition.
Artificers competition.
Yeah, they have to make the most impressive magic item within 24 hours. The sixth day is the Grand Team Melee, where you four will be competing against other adventuring parties that will be arriving in time for the competition. And finally, the seventh day, the grand finale feast, where the entire city will be invited to a large feast provided by the crown, at which you will be seated at the table of honor, and after which you will be presented with the royal boons, where each of you will be allowed to make one request to the queen that she must grant.
Wow.
Oh, fuck.
I know, right?
Oh, man.
What the fuck are you gonna wish for, right?
Yeah.
And then that's kind of on the formal letterhead. Then there's a second, like, little more informal note, just kind of just saying, you know, hey, we wanted to make sure that this was for each of you, and if there's anything you don't like, we still have time to change it. Also, please work with Toshiro on appropriate boons.
Okay. Okay.
Because obviously you can't be like, yes, I want all the gold in the kingdom.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I want.
Well, can I do my teleportation circle?
I think we're going to get that anyway.
Yes,
yeah,
you are.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about
it. Abe lets you know that Toshiro will be here soon to escort you to the head wizard.
Nice.
Cool.
Good to know.
Cool. And
I get to think of something else.
Yeah. And so you guys have plenty of time to think about what you want to do for your thing. So we're going to go ahead and wrap the session up here. And we'll start next time by visiting the head wizard.
Nice.
So that's all for this session.
Woo!
That was so much fun.
Yeah.
You got to do a difficult fight.
Yes.
Kick some booty. Some difficult booty.
So much fun. You got to get some booty.
You got to kick booty. You got to get booty.
Tony got to see some booty.
It's true.
Really,
it was really all the things. Yeah.
You know, we started with the booty and we ended with the booty.
It's true. It's true. Yeah.
Well,
man, those board shorts with the thongs.
Ugh. Gross.
Just a thing.
Yeah.